find yourselves in Perek Tesvav, chapter 15 in Sefer Yoshua, and here the Navi goes into incredible detail about the borders of the borders, well, the different tribal borders, but also by extension, the borders concerning certain parts of Eretz Yisrael. And in general, the topic of borders is dealt with in such deliberation, in such depth, within these chapters of Sefer Yoshua. So obviously, the demarcation of borders is incredibly important, because how else can you establish territorial continuity? How else do you know, ultimately, where Eretz Yisrael begins and ends? And of course, it's important, because Eretz Yisrael has Kiddush HaSa'aretz, their sanctity to the land. So knowing which mitzvos apply to what is incredibly, you know, for example, Shemitah is only going to apply in Eretz Yisrael, or Trumas and Maisos in Eretz Yisrael. So knowing where the land ends, where the land begins, is incredibly important from a halachic perspective. But I also think from a hashkafic perspective, the notion of borders is incredibly important. In life, a person always has to have their lines. What are the borders? You know, sometimes life calls upon us to compromise in certain areas. Sometimes I have to adopt perhaps even more lenient behaviors because of greater circumstances, because other people are involved. But it is so, and that is important, the ability to compromise and the ability to yield and the ability to give in and the ability sometimes to kind of do things differently than would be normally your ideal. But you also have to know what your borders are. What are the lines that I don't cross? What are the things that are absolutely necessary for my personalistic continuity and integrity? The same that Eretz Yisrael has to have defined borders, a Yid, a Jew, also has to have defined borders. There are things I'm willing to compromise on, and there are things that I can't. There are lines that I can cross when necessary, but then there are other things that are no-go. I can't go over this line. I can't go over this border. This standard is absolutely unequivocally necessary for the maintenance of my personalistic spiritual identity. Knowing when to compromise versus what's a border you cannot cross is the secret to the success of the Jew.